So, Parshas Truma started to talk about the Mishkan, and one of the kelim that the Torah describes in length is the kli of the menorah. The Torah says the menorah has a whole list of things. So, Avtar, Miksha, you have to have Yirecho, Kanog, Viyeyo, Kaftareh, Prochel, and then you have the Shishakonim, Yitzibitzideyo, the three on this side, three on this side, one in the middle. Whole description of how a menorah looks like. And this is very important to us because the Gemara Menachos tells us, the Gemara Menachos, other places, Shas as well, the Gemara says the following, Lo yase odom by Tavnis Heichol, you're not allowed to build a house looking like Beis HaMikdash and other parts of Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gemara continues, Shulchan keneged Shulchan, menorah keneged menorah, you're not allowed to build a menorah that looks like the menorah of Beis HaMikdash. Aval, says the Gemara, Oysu shel chamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmoina. You could do a five-branch menorah. The menorah has seven branches. You could do a five-branch menorah, a six-branch, an eight-branch, not a seven. V'shel shiva lo yase. Don't make out of seven. Adds the Gemara, V'afilu mishar mine matochas. You can't make it even if it's made out of, the menorah was made out of gold. Even if it's made out of other matachas, other metals, you can't do it. Why? Why the menorah Beis HaMikdash is made out of gold? Because with the Eved, you could build the menorah Beis HaMikdash out of other metals. That's what the Gemara is going to speak over there. The more big the machlekes is, what can you make it out? The minimum is other metals, and then there's a piece of beauty that says you can make it even out of wood, and other ways. But matachas, to make it out of other metals, you for sure could do. And the Gemara says, if you can make it out of metal, you're not allowed to build a menorah which has a seven-branch menorah, if it's made out of metal, even though a regular menorah basically is made out of gold, because even Beis HaMikdash, other metals are kosher. Now, the first cabinet that speaks about it, the Bishyasev brings, in the end of Simukuvim Aleph speaks about the shapes you're not allowed to do for every desire. But in the end, you speak about the shapes you're not allowed to do because of Beis HaMikdash. And the Bishyasev brings the Ma'arik. And the Ma'arik says, adds one more thing. He says, you're not allowed to make a seven-branch menorah. Even though the height is different. The menorah Beis HaMikdash was 18 tefachim. What happens if you do a small menorah? Also not good. So you don't have to. Beis HaMikdash, there was a way to do a menorah Beis HaMikdash. But if you change it a little bit, it's still kosher. And if it's still kosher, you cannot come and repeat it. It says the Ma'arik, and therefore the Ma'arik says, and he builds a whole shtickle, it doesn't have to be exactly like a menorah. As long as it's kosher, a menorah Beis HaMikdash, you cannot have that type of menorah. The Chacham Tzvi, by the way, in Siman Samech, argues to a certain extent. The way the Chassid is quoted by many Achronim, the Daki Tshuva and others, quoted the Chassid, he says, listen, if it's not exactly like a menorah Beis HaMikdash, so then, you know, then you could do it. It has to be something that you're trying to imitate, trying to replicate the menorah Beis HaMikdash. But stop to have a menorah that has no shaykhis, the Chassid is more makel, even though Chassid inside is speaking a little different case. But that's the Achronim learn the Chachat Tzvi, not like the Ma'arik that says anything which is kosher Beis HaMikdash is a problem. Ma'aser Shulchan Aruch brings a halacha, this thing that he brings basically on the Ma'arik, you cannot have a menorah of Shiva Kanim. And he says, Aval Sheshiva lo yaseh afilu mishar mine matochos, you know the metals? Fa'afilu b'loi gvim, fe'kaftoirim, uprochim, even though you don't have the other shapes. Fa'afilu eina gvoya shmona osot fachim. Even though it's not the right height. So says the Shach on that, the kol zeinu me'akev, the b'di'ev da menorah k'sher b'loi gvim v'kaftoyim, v'chenim eino gvoya shmona osot tefachim. You don't have to have all the details of the menorah to be kosher. So therefore, every menorah which is b'di'ev kosher is also. Now, right away, there's a big discussion, Pesach Tshuva also brings it over here, regarding a golden menorah. Because the Gemara Menachos, when you open the Gemara Menachos in Avchavches, the Gemara says that other menorahs made out of other metal don't require the details of the menorah Beis HaMikdash. They don't have to have miksha, meaning to be one piece. They don't have to have all the shapes and designs the menorah has. But the only one that does require that is a golden menorah. Menorah zav requires in Bais Hamikdash to have shapes, designs, kaftareh, prachel, has to be mixed, has to be one piece. So according to the base that we say that whatever is kosher Bais Hamikdash, that's what you're not allowed to do. So a golden menorah made that has seven branches, but doesn't have the other designs, should be okay. Because the Gemara tells you that a golden menorah requires all the other designs. Right? So then this really opens the Pesach Tshuva brings a discussion about it, and he brings it, the Bchor Shor argues and says, even a golden menorah cannot be done, even though it's not an exact replica of the one in Bais Hamikdash. And even though it won't be kosher Bais Hamikdash, but because other metals are kosher Bais Hamikdash, so already it's like a gzeiro, all metals you cannot use. That's what he says. By the way, if we're mentioning the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner, brings that maybe by golden menorah, even though the Gemara says that everything is required, not everything is required. He has a question. The Gemara says that everything is required in a golden menorah. But the Ramban, in beginning by Aloyscho, the Parshas by Aloyscho starts with the shape of the menorah. And there it says, Miksha Teosa menorah. That's all it says. It doesn't say all the other designs. So the Ramban says to teach you that the only thing which is required is for the menorah to be Miksha, to be one piece. But all the other designs of the menorah are not required. Says the Shevet HaLevi, but the Gemara says everything is required. How can the Ramban say the only one of them is required? So answer Shevet HaLevi, maybe you could say that there's two dinim in the menorah. This is a shtickle on its own, just mentioning, you know, just to mention it, just to put this, you know, to put it together. This is one dinim in the menorah is for a menorah to be a menorah ksheru. That you have a minimum requirement. It has to be miksha. Then there's another requirement for the menorah to be a furniture in Bais Hamikdash. Right? The way the Rambam says that the way the Mishkan is built with all the kelim. The kelim were not just kelim you put in the Bais Hamikdash, the Mishkan, they're part of the Mishkan. That's the design of the Mishkan. So menorah zov, a golden menorah that doesn't have all the shapes, does not fit into the furniture of Bais Hamikdash, the furniture of the Mishkan. But it is a kashrutic menorah. That's what he wants to say. So he wants to say it could be that a golden menorah, which is not, as long as it's miksha, it will still be kosher Bais Hamikdash. Therefore, the rule of the Shach will work that you're not allowed to use the golden menorah. So that's the first discussion, can you use the golden menorah? But that's all talking about menorah. It's a seven-branch menorah. Looks like a menorah Bais Hamikdash, but doesn't have all the designs, different metal, kosher also. What's very interesting, what's fascinating, is the other discussion. The other discussion is, what happened if it doesn't look like a menorah? It's a seven-branch menorah, but it's not designed like a menorah. So Pesach Tshuva brings what happened, they made the menorah in a round shape. They wanted to make a nice, beautiful candelabra to be able to use it to light candles on Shabbos. And it's a seven-branch menorah, seven-branch candelabra. It has no shaykhs the menorah, but it's seven branches. Is that mutar also? So he brings the discussion, whatever you make it, the eagle, and he brings the Bchor Shor, who's the machmer in the sugya, that says, you can't do it. You're not allowed to do it. Because anything that you're not allowed to do, anything that has Shevan Kanim. And he says, and then he brings the Mishnah Chachamim, and he brings the whole discussion, and the question is, he brings also, not only if you do it in a round shape, but all the Chembe Menoyros, Shenasim Al Neiros, Veloy Al Shemen. What about a Menoyros that you can't use it for oil? You're using it for wax. It's being used in a different way, different candles. Is that okay to use a seven branch menorah?
Every menorah used for both.
Oh, so you could say, does it have a base kibble or not? Does it have a base kibble? Or we're talking about a flat. When it's flat, you can't put oil into it.
You could put a cup.
A cup that moves and falls out. Maybe. Maybe, I hear. But Lamais, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out, is it considered to be roy to have a menorah or not? I hear the point. So the true bigs being a click is not green. If he uses something else of a different shape, is it okay or not? The Darkei Tshuva says that even though the Pesach Tshuva concludes, how does Pesach Tshuva conclude? He says, "Lamaiseh v'yesh l'machmir me'achu shurisu toyo." Pesach Tshuva ends, you have to be machmir. The Darkei Tshuva says he's machmir only when he's speaking about a round shape as opposed to a straight shape. But if you can use it only for non-oil candles, then he's not machmir. That's what Darkei Tshuva wants to say. And so Rav Adi Yosef comes to say, he has a lunch, when you find a true Rav Adi Yosef about a sugya that you're dealing with, so you know that you're sudar, you have everything you need, because he gives you all the makaris. So Rav Adi Yosef wants to say, is the Shaila discusses, can you make a menorah, which is an electric menorah? You're not lighting a real candle, so it's an electric menorah. But it has a seven branches, but at top it's an electronic. Is it a problem with that? So he wants to say, based on this thing, listen, you can't have, if you don't have menorah made out of oil, it should be for sure okay. And that's what the Paskin La Halacha. So it comes out, but he quotes, there is the Chidah, which is brought down and printed in the new Shulchan Aruch. And the Chidah says the following, he says, someone that be made litzlekayim menorah shoyis v'sakneset v'shiva kanim, that a shul menorah has seven branches would be okay. And he says that you should not do it. You should either add a branch or remove a branch. And he says, "V'zechurani b'min yurim." When I was young, says the Chidah, "Shasu be'sakrezda shbi'ar kodesh u'shalayim menoyer shel mateches b'shiva kanim." It was a metal menoyer that has seven branches. And he said, "V'umorenu arav maranochu v'shar abanim zeicha kulin vrocha osur lekaima." He said, "It's osur." That's what he brings. Rav Yosef quotes the Chidah and he says, no, meaning he's talking about only an oil base, you know, not other types of candles. But the Ma'aseh said, though, because Chachuv himself speaks about everything in Pashtas, without the Rav Yosef. So it comes out that what we learned today is that in general, you have, is that recording? You have three Shitas over here. You have three main Shitas. You have the Shita called the Shita of the Ma'arik, and the way it's brought down the Shach. Anything which is kosher in Beis HaMikdash is asur to do outside of Beis HaMikdash. That's the thing. Now, the Chacham Tzvi, on the other hand, says if it's not really similar to Beis HaMikdash, you're okay. At least the way he's quoted. Then there's a discussion. What happens if it doesn't look at all like Beis HaMikdash? Or you're not even using an oil candle for it to Beis HaMikdash? Does that work or does not work? And that's another machlokes that Achareinim, the Pesach Teshuvah is machmir. Even though Rabbi Yosef says, if not using oil candles, it should be okay. So Allah Ma'aseh comes, and this is a few months ago, this is why I was sorry to this, while we're learning this parasha, is because a few months ago, someone came and spoke to me about it, that he was about to buy for his house a seven-branch candelabra, because he has five kids. And the minhag is, in Am Yisrael, many are noyik to have two candles for Shabbos, and plus a candle for every child. So he has five children. He wanted to buy a seven-branch candelabra for Shabbos. And he went to the store, and someone mentioned to him that, you know, there was some, that seven-branch candelabra is a problem, even though it has a different shape, and even though he's not using oil candles. He went to his Rav, and his Rav told him there is an issue. According to what we're learning, there is some machmir, and the way the Pesach Teshuvah ends, he says, Yesh la'achir me'achir shu yisu toyer kedamash v'shasar eskachovim. By the way, that's a discussion of its own. It's a yisu toyer, yisu derabanon. What's the reason you can't replicate the kelim based on English? Rav Adi Yosef would say, maybe it's derabanon, so b'chlal, you have another reason to be meikel. So, comes out from what we learned today, is avada, when a person needs to decide, if he wants to spend money to buy a new candelabra, he should try to avoid buying a seven-branch candelabra, even though it has a shape, a round shape, and even though it's metal, and even though he's not using oil, you have shitas the whole, that's also. He has five kids, so either he buys an eighth one, you know, eight branch candelabra, doesn't use one of them, or have another kid, that's another option.
Or have a grandchild.
Or you ain't either gonna light another candle, or he's gonna have one of them off, or he puts he has five, he has one out of it. Lamaisa, many places go now again. If a person does already have a candelabra of seven branches, so there is what to be make. Chachat Zihol, if this long menorah is okay, and many places keep hold, if you're not using it with oil candles, so you have for what to be make on, what to be soymich on. So therefore, if a person has it, doesn't have to go and throw it away, because there is what to be soymich on, but avada l'chat chilo, one should avoid using a seven-branch candelabra.
How about those for decoration? You're not going to use it.